From Baltimore, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I say it's finish in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter has been the bugaboo on the road for this team so far this year. Had a four-point lead in the fourth quarter at San Francisco, let it get away. Had a two-score lead in the fourth quarter at Cincinnati, let it get away. Finish in the fourth quarter. I think if the Packers play a strong fourth quarter on the road this week, they'll be in good shape.
And my key to the game is block Terrell Suggs. He is the Ravens' playmaker on defense. He's got seven sacks. And, you know, Mike, I think the Packers are going to struggle to run the ball against the Ravens, which puts a premium on throwing the ball. And the Packers have a premium player. We know who it is. And it's the responsibility of his offensive line to protect him, and that begins with blocking Terrell Suggs. Dr. Spofford, tell us about all those questionables on the Ravens injury report.
Well, for Baltimore, there are a bunch of questionables. One of them to keep an eye on is wide receiver Jacoby Jones. Not sure if he's going to play or not. He's a 50-50 guy. The other one is Haloti Ngata, the defensive tackle in the middle of that defensive line. Now, John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, is saying Ngata is ready to play, even though he only practiced on Friday. He sat out Wednesday and Thursday, but it looks like he's going to play, which is important for them, not only because he is a Pro Bowl player, but Terrence Cody, another defensive tackle in the middle of the defensive line, is out for Baltimore. So for the Packers, we found out this week Clay Matthews is out 3 to 4 weeks with that broken thumb. Also out for Green Bay, inside linebacker Brad Jones, running back James Starks. So Packers dealing with some depth issues at linebacker. We'll see Nick Perry and Mike Neal start at outside linebacker with Matthews out. We'll see Jamari Lattimore start in Jones's place at inside linebacker. Also, special teamer Jarrett Bush for Green Bay, questionable with a hamstring injury.
My player to watch is Nick Perry. Who else? I mean, Clay Matthews is this team's defensive star. We saw what happened in Cincinnati when he sat out the second half, and the Packers are going to be without him tomorrow. Hey, you know, that's iffy ground that the Packers are retracing. And Nick Perry is the guy that has to step in and take up the slack. Now, he did last week against the Lions. Two sacks. There was a tackle for a loss in there, a forced fumble.
Yep.
I mean, he played splash play kind of football last week. And they need him to do it again.
And my player to watch is, I'm going to stick with what I did last week, which was I picked Sam Shields because of that matchup against Calvin Johnson for Detroit. Then the matchup didn't materialize because Johnson was out. But I'm going to stick with Shields because of the matchup with Torrey Smith for Baltimore, the wide receiver. These guys are both speed burners. Shields and Smith can fly. I think any potential for big plays in the passing game for Baltimore, they go through Torrey Smith, and Sam Shields is the guy who's going to have to shut it down.
And now, if you would, tell everybody about Ask Vic Halftime.
Stay tuned to the website, Packers.com, during the game tomorrow. Send in your questions to Vic. He'll answer some in the first half. It will be posted at halftime on Packers.com, the Ask Vic Halftime. Also, stay with us for quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog and for all your post-game coverage on Packers.com.